the beach to like hang out together,
yeah.
to like get to know each other better. And we've had a lot of like long planning meetings so we could kind of actually discuss with each other, like get to know each other about what we wanted to do.
We've also we also have a group chat in which we communicate almost daily about things that we need to check, as well, including flights, but also just encouraging each other and making sure we're all on task when we're working on our project. Project week?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of looking at a basic idea of how we become a team. We were quite close as friends already, but like now this kind of strengthened our bond as friends. Yeah.
Okay, so what is the biggest obstacle that we've already overcome?
I think that at the very start of our process, the biggest obstacle was probably the fact that our first proposal was denied. So, of course, we had to be adaptable and we had to find another project. But I think right now that project is working out quite well for us.
Yeah. I think the other big obstacle that we had was flights. We tried to book like a specific flight on like the flying days, and then we found out that there were two other groups flying to Nepal that had like clashing flying days as us. And so we really had to collaborate with the other groups and like be in touch with them and communicate really well to set up meetings so that we could sort that like sort of flight issue out.
So those were like our biggest obstacles, but like the, I guess what was difficult about those obstacles was the fact that like we had to make sure that we were strong in communication and that we coordinated with people who weren't a part of our group, and also like our supervisor and our staff, which was important in order for us to find solutions to those problems.
How will we know if our project week is a success?
So I think one of the ways in which we could tell is we're working with the three sisters. So if we feel at the end of this project, if we feel like we've done a service that was meaningful and we built connections, I feel like our project week was a success.
Yeah, we're also doing a lot of like activity. And I think if we feel at the end of the week that we've like grown stronger and that we're more resilient and kind of that we're, you know, like we'll be tired and all of that, but I think that that'll be a way of showing that we've actually like really put in the effort and got something out of it.
Yeah, and I think in order for something to be a success, it doesn't mean everything has to go perfectly. There might be problems and things, but if we overcome them, especially as a group, you know, we all get back safely with everything, I think that will be a success for our group. And I think overall, for Project Week, it's an entirely new experience. It's hard to know whether what it will be like, but if we feel like we've achieved something afterwards by going away to a country together that I haven't gone to before, I think definitely we'll feel like it's a success.
And I definitely think that with the learning outcomes in CAS, if we feel like we've fulfilled some of those learning outcomes, most specifically the collaboration
and the wider issues
and the planning a project from start to finish. Mm-hmm. If we feel like we've achieved those, then I think that we know that our project is a success.
As of right now, what do we think our week will look like?
So right now we plan to go there and then the day after start trekking with three sisters, and I think during that trek we really just want to understand more about three sisters, and we want to
experience.
Find out what they do, experience a trek with them, and experience the culture in Nepal.
I think going off that, having a sort of cultural experience with three sisters as well as trekking through Nepalese villages, I think will be really interesting to partake in. And once we finish the trek, we do actually still have an extra day in Pokhara, in which we're currently looking at maybe doing a cooking class or a cultural activity there to learn more about the culture in Nepal. And I think I can speak for everyone. We're all looking quite forward to working with three sisters, both service and activity wise, and trekking with them, as well as seeing Nepal, seeing Pokhara and Kathmandu from nature and from the eyes of the people that live there. Yeah.
I think the best part of this trip is that it'll really be a challenge for us. Won't it be a real cultural immersion as we're going to go somewhere
where none of us have
never been there before, and we'll also do some really challenging things in terms of activity.
Yeah. What are we looking forward to, and what are we a bit apprehensive about for this trip?
Yeah, so for our trip to Nepal, I think that we're all really looking forward to the trekking aspect, especially with the Three Sisters, who like we've looked at as a service, and they look like really like it looks like a really interesting service to sort of be a part of and take part in. So I think we're all very excited about the trek, especially one of the aspects of the trek is like a sunrise trek. So we wake up really early in the morning and we got to watch like the sunrise above like the mountains in Nepal. I think we're all pretty excited about that. It's probably going to be really beautiful.
Yeah. Then in terms of what we're apprehensive about or we're worried about, obviously we've never traveled together as a group. And so there will be definitely a bit of nerves in terms of like navigating airports and getting visas and baggage and luggage and things like that, and some kind of more the logistical things I think we're maybe a bit apprehensive about. But in terms of that, what we're doing is making sure that we are trying to get our apply for visas online, make sure we have enough time between our layovers for different flights, and try to plan around it so that we're as prepared as possible for when we go on the trip. And just talking to our supervisor about these things so they can advise us, and so that we know that if anything goes wrong, we have someone we can contact.
Yeah.